Monday, September 25th, 2006. Detroit Red Wings versus Colorado Avalanche. Preseason game number 4. Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 4 of the AvsCast. I'm pretty excited because just got news about 17 minutes ago. The game ended with the Colorado Avalanche winning 5-4 in the shootout. This had many similarities to last Detroit, the game against Detroit on Thursday, the 21st. It went to a shootout. The Avs won. The Avs were behind for most, if not, or some, if not most of the game. But at least they won again, so that's the one thing that all Avs fans want. But it was a good game for Detroit at the start. They had the lead for, well, they got their first goal, and then they had the lead until 17 minutes into the second period when the Avs scored off the faceoff. They scored 15 seconds after the faceoff for their first goal, and then 50 seconds later they scored once again. That was a pretty good streak for them there. So that was good. That got them back into the game because Detroit scored 3 minutes into the third period, and again 9 minutes into the third period. And then it almost looked like the Avs were going to lose until 30 seconds left in the period, and they scored. Now, if you recall back to the Dallas-Colorado series in the playoffs, the Avs were easily could have been defeated, but three of the games, I'm pretty sure, they got a goal in the last minute to bring it to overtime, and they won in overtime. So, I mean, they're definitely a last few minutes team, which is pretty good because you can strike without, be behind, and then win when they're not expecting it. And then it went into overtime, like the last game, no one scored in there. And then the Avs won in the shootout, 3-2. It did go to 4 shooters. For Detroit, Hudler, who scored their only goal last shootout, and Williams were the only people on Detroit to score, and Stanstey, who scored on our last shootout, and Wolski, who scored on our last shootout, and McLean scored for us this time. So some striking similarities there also. I mean, these games were so similar, it's a little bit weird. The next game is an away game against Dallas, 6:30 Mountain Standard Time on Wednesday the 27th. That'll be on 9:50 a.m. I did try to get the radio station, get my radio set up to record directly to my computer, but I don't know what it was. I couldn't get any reception from AM, and I usually do in the car, so that was a little odd. But I spent half an hour to an hour trying to figure that out, and then I finally gave up. But rest assured that most, if not all, of the regular season games that are televised, I will have audio clips. And if we do decide to have a video cast, which I would like you guys to give me feedback if you want to see a video cast, I would definitely put the videos in. Now, that would take an extra day to get out because I have to edit it and do all that. So that would be the only downside to it. Otherwise, it would be great. You can go and email us at podcast@avscast.com or feedback@avscast.com. You can check out our website, avscast.com. And please go to our forums. You can find a link in the show notes or in the podcast info on iTunes or on your iPod. And the show notes, like always, can be found by going into your info in iTunes. Now, if you are on the .Mac feed, you'll probably notice when you go to my website that in the text it'll have a hyperlink that just says, like, click here and it'll take you to the website. And then at the bottom it'll also have that website typed out. That's just so people looking at it in iTunes don't have to go to the AvsCast site to get the link, because I'm sure that annoys me when other podcasts do it. So whatever you guys want. And just please give me feedback. Tell me if you like the show, what I could do to improve it. Whatever you guys want, I'll do, as long as it's logical, nothing too extreme. But that wraps things up for today, and until Wednesday the 27th, I hope you have a good time.